is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from here at Fort Loramie. The Lady Redskins meet the Lady Rockets for the second time this year. Essentially on the line here this afternoon is the Shelby County League Championship. It is a showdown clash between the Redskins and the Rockets. Anna 9-0 on the year, 18-1 in the Shelby, or I should say Anna 9-0 in the league, 18-1 overall. Fort Loramie 8-1 in the league, 13-4 overall. The first meeting between these two decided by a point. That's the difference in the standings, 1 point or one game, by virtue of Anna's early season victory over Fort Loramie at the Rockets gym. These two teams have played very good basketball over the last month. The Anna Rockets have won 9 in a row. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has won 9 of its last 11. The Redskins' two setbacks came at the hands of Summit Country Day at the Berlin Highland Tourney and at Minster by a scant point. In the first meeting, Anna victorious, 46-45. It was an excellent game, Chuck. Jessica Berger had her hands full with Anna's defense in that contest. She managed just 3 field goals, but she has gotten on track here lately. So is Avery Bensman for Anna. She's averaging 17 a game the last 5 contests.
Well, you have hit the 2 keys to this thing right on the head.
they've got to get – Berger has got to score tonight. She's got to score in the 15 to 20 range for them to have a chance to win the basketball game. On the other side, Avery Bensman, and I say this every time we're on the air, she is the best on-ball defender, and that was the absolute difference in the game at Anna. She had five or six steals late in the game,
yep.
Got to the free throw line, is fearless. For Fort Laramie to keep this game in sight tonight, they're going to have to keep Bensman from getting into the lane with her dribble. They have got to make her give the ball up before she gets into the lane for them to have a chance.
Avery is surrounded by a number of other very good players. Nicole Barhorst is on her game now. So is Macy Huelskamp. Fort Laramie has hit its stride. Head coach Doug Martin of Anna has been able to settle on a starting five most of the year. Not the case for head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Laramie. Injury and illness have kind of upset her starting five. Been a bunch of different combinations. Hattie Meyer of late, the sophomore, has performed extremely well. She won't begin the game today, but she will perform off the bench. Olivia Quintner is back after mononucleosis, but she will play sparingly.
Well, she's been cleared to play, and I talked to Coach Siegel, and she said she's going to play in 2 and 3 minute intervals to make sure, you know, that they don't bring her back. They want her to be ready tournament time, and that's a smart thing to do.
In support of Jessica Berger, Holly Fry and Rayann Fry have got to step to the forefront, and recently they have, Chuck. Rayann Fry, in two of the last three games for Fort Laramie, has pumped home 19 points. Holly Fry has played extremely well, too. She's had games of 16 and 13 against Miami East and Rushi. That's what Fort Laramie needs.
Well, the Holly Fry has been kind of an enigma for me for all 3 years of her varsity basketball. She shows flashes of being somebody that is unstoppable, and the only person I've ever really seen stop Holly is Holly. It's just it kind of gets in her head a little bit. And her sister, Rayann, is a set shooter that if you let her get her feet set, she's gonna hurt you from the outside.
I mentioned Macy Huelskamp for Anna and Nicole Barhorst for Anna. Macy, in four of her last six games, has 13 points, 16 points, 11 and 10. And Nicole, in five of her last six, has contests of 14, 16, 12, 15, and 15.
Right.
Those two young ladies have been models of consistency. Anna, by virtue of that offensive production, 60 points a game average for the Lady Rockets in the last six contests. Fort Laramie's defense has been stellar in the last half dozen games, giving up only 36. Something's got to give here this afternoon.
Well, I mean, go back and we'll talk about Huelskamp. That young lady is a strong girl with a lot of inside presence, but she can shoot the ball from 10, 12 feet also. I'm real impressed. Nicole Barhorst is one of my favorite players in the area. That kid can just flat out shoot it. She plays good defense, got the long arms, and somebody we haven't mentioned for Anna is Sarah Bettinger. She has really turned into an all-around good basketball player for the Rockets.
As I said, Anna 9-0 in the Shelby County League, Fort Laramie 8-1. This is essentially for the league title. Fort Laramie wants a share. Redskins can get it with a win today, and then two more victories in the last week of the regular season. Anna, with a victory today, gets a two-game lead and just about has it all locked up. Keep in mind, the two clubs have a couple games left in the league. Each team plays Houston and Jackson Center on the remaining schedule. Tournament draw tomorrow. Anna, of course, Division III, and will play either Tippecanoe or Franklin Monroe. Fort Laramie Division 4, and will go into the upper or lower bracket at Sydney.
Well, I mean, this game is absolutely for the league. I don't think it's going to change any of the seeding, no matter what happens here, even if people haven't voted. You're looking at the number one team in Division 3 to my right, and the number one team in Division 4 to our left, and that's the way it should be. They are the best two basketball teams in the area, Division 4, Division 3.
And in the last week, according to the media, the last AP poll, Anna number 2 in the state, Girls Division 3, Fort Laramie number 10 in the state, Girls Division 4. This is a heavyweight game today. It's the feature game statewide in girls Division III and Division IV basketball, no question about it. And we are tickled to bring it to you. Hope you stay tuned to scorersbroadcast.com all afternoon for the exciting action. If it's anything like the first match between the two, anything like the JV game today, it'll go right down to the wire. Fort Loramie pulled out the preliminary contest, but three. Anna won both games the first time around at Anna, the JV tilt, and the varsity contest.
Well, yeah, and then we add Minster into the mix. Three of the best girls basketball programs year in and year out, and we are just privileged to be able to be a part of it every year. And Minster, Fort Loramie, Minster, Anna, Anna, Fort Loramie, those games are just games that you just mark on your calendar because you can't wait to get there and see them.
Exactly. The Fort Loramie Redskins, the defending state champs in girls Division IV. It wasn't too long ago, Chuck, 2013, when both Anna and Fort Loramie won state titles, two clubs from the same league, the same county, on the same day in Columbus, brought home the crowns in Division III and Division IV.
Yeah, we were there, and that was fun. And those were two really, really good basketball teams. And the competition, obviously, when you get to Columbus, there's nothing easy about it. And they are just so well coached. And they go into these games expecting to be there, right, and expecting to win the game.
Anna's won four of the last seven between the two. The earlier meeting this year, last season they split. Anna won at Anna in overtime, 56-52. Fort Loramie was victorious by 19 points right here a year ago. In 2013-14, Fort Loramie won both games very easily. The year before, when each team took state titles, Anna won cliffhangers twice, 63-61, 43-42. We expect a game like one of those two here this afternoon.
I will be surprised if the deficit in this game, no matter who wins it, is more than five.
Oh, boy. It's been nip and tuck when these two teams have gotten together in the past. It is fierce competition. It is competitive. It's healthy competition. A lot of skill and talent out there on the court for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're always good basketball games, and it's fun to watch well-coached teams go out and go at each other. And in this area, we're lucky that we do have great coaches, boys and girls, to be able to watch.
Thanks so much to Damon Smith, our athletic director here at Fort Loramie. Boy, he rolls out the red carpet for scorersbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Damon. On board is the AD at Fort Loramie. In fact, he just took a picture of us, Chuck, here at courtside, and he flashed it to us on his phone, and I think both of us had our eyes open.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think Damon's still on cloud nine from that huge boys' win last night against Anna.
How about that? Fort Loramie defeated Anna last evening. It was the first of our night-day 24-hour doubleheader here at the Fort Loramie gym. Splendid game plan executed to perfection by Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton and his players.
Yeah, well, you know, those times you come in with a good game plan, but your kids have to execute that, and they did last night to perfection. And I thought when they got the 10-point lead in the third quarter, and then Anna brought it all the way back and got the thing tied again, you're kind of sitting there thinking, well, here we go. It's going to be a 10-12-point Anna victory. They did not fold the tents, and they did a great job of hanging in there and winning a big basketball game for their confidence.
And hopefully Fort Loramie, with that win last evening, can catapult itself right into the Division IV boys sectional at Piqua. That could be a huge motivator last night for the boys Redskins.
Well, you would think so. I mean, it was a confidence builder, I'm sure.
Both teams shooting around on the floor at the moment. Fort Loramie to her left, Anna to her right. It looks like we've been adorned with Christmas colors here late in January at the Fort Loramie gym. The bleachers across the way, divided in half, a sea of green to the left, a sea of red to the right, red and black, green and white behind us. Not many empty seats here this afternoon for this Anna Fort Loramie game at the Redskins Gymnasium. Two outstanding girls clubs go at it. It's the marquee matchup in girls Division III, Division IV basketball in Ohio today.
so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Parker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Thanks also to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go just one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fresh is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. We've got the opening lineups and the starting tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. M&A Muffler and Tires take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. The home-standing Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced before a big crowd here today at the Redskins gym. Opening lineup, Taylor Gasson for Fort Loramie at a guard, a 5'7 senior. Caitlin Lupke is on the court with her, 5'6 and a junior. Gasson and Lupke at the guards. The remainder of the starting lineup, Jessica Berger, nearly 17 points a game, a 5'10 senior. She has had outings over the last couple of weeks of 18 points, of 20 points, and 24 points. She is on her game. Also in the starting lineup, Katie Hoing, 5'11 a senior. Holly Fry, 5'9 a senior. Holly at just under 10 points a game. For the Anna Rockets, the opening five, 5'8" senior Sarah Bettinger, 6 points a game. Avery Benchman,
runs the point, 5'6", a senior. She's at 14 points a game. Nicole Barhorst, just under 11 a game, 5'11", a senior. Macy Yulskamp at 11 a game, 5'11", a sophomore. And Claire Spicer in the middle, Claire, 6'1", and a junior, 7.5 points per game. Avery Benzman has been on fire lately for the Anna Rockets in 5 of her last 6. As I mentioned previously in the webcast, she has had point totals of 18, 21, 13, 18, and 16. We'll take a look at the matchups. First trip down the floor, and the tap is underway. It goes to Anna's Benzman. Quickly down outside the lane on the left to Barhorst. Bank shot from 10, short, no good. Rebound, Yulskamp missed it hard. And the rebound volleyballed around off Bettinger, goes out of bounds.
Two good shots for Anna. Just didn't make them drop here. There's going to be some nerves early.
Yep. Rockets in the road. Green, white numerals. Fort Loramie, the home white. Black numbers trimmed in red. Here's Berger. Good give and go to Fry. Wow. Fry splits two Anna defenders. Catches the good assist from Berger and lays it in. Stellar play by Fort Loramie right out of the chute. Game's 30 seconds old. 2-0 Redskins. Here's Anna having difficulty near the timeline. Benzman scoops up the loose ball, darts into the lane, leaves a 10-footer short. Berger's got the rebound for Fort Loramie. Jessica on the go. Jessica right side to Lupke, back to Berger between the circles, handoff to Gasson. She sets the attack. Avery Benzman on Taylor Gasson here at the start. Spicer checks Katie Hoing. Out high is Hoing. Goes high, low, down inside to Fry. Fry caught it, missed the short shot. Loose ball rebound by Gasson, up and in. Taylor Gasson, the guard, hit the glass and laid it through. Good rebound shot by her. Fort Loramie, good beginning, 4-0 Redskins. Outside the arc on the left, it's Bettinger for Anna. Fort Loramie chasing Yulskamp through the lane. It's Fry. Yulskamp caught it, then dropped it. Fort Loramie got the loose ball. Anna, so far, displaying its nerves. Redskins up 2-0, and in possession. 6.5 to go, first quarter. Deep left corner, Berger right around the defender, Bettinger. Jessica to the cup, missed it, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped away to Benzman. She scurries down the floor for Anna. She's in a crowd in the lane, shot no good, a wild one. Spicer gets the loose ball, rebound, and pumps it through. 4-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins attacking fast. It's Lupke on the giddy-up. Pell-mell pace down the floor. Shot it too hard. Rebound to Anna. Flip from Barhorst up to Benzman. And she topples to the floor. Tripped from behind. Common foul against Fort Loramie. Both teams want to get it out and go. Run, run, run.
Well, that's the best offense against teams that play good defense. Beat them before they can set up.
4-2, Fort Loramie. Benzman 25 feet away. Steers to the right corner. Now baseline. Challenges a Fort Loramie defender. Shot it over a taller player. Missed it. Long. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Long throw down to Lupke. Baseline left. On top it goes to Maddie Brandewee, who's checked in. 5'7 senior. Now to the foul stripe to Gasson. Gasson to Holly Fry on top. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewee. Spicer on her. Cutting through the lane, Berger. She catches it. Shoots it. Blocked away by Anna. Loose ball to Avery Benzman. She scampers down right of the lane. Loops a pass back outside to Barhorst. She sets. Shoots the three. Swish! She hits it. 21-footer by Barhorst. Anna leads 5-4. Fort Loramie's Maddie Brandewee, 5'7 senior, gives it up to Berger. Right back to Maddie. Wow. Oh, she catches a great pass from Berger and scores with the left hand.
They're taking advantage of the overplay that Anna's playing man-to-man, and they're going back door. That's two plays now they've gotten baskets off of.
4:40 to go, first quarter. Anna with the ball to her right. 6'5 Redskins. Barhorst, 25 feet away. She's picked up her dribble. Delivers to Yulskamp, guarded by Holly Fry. On the arc to Benzman, who motions with her left hand. Now coming out to get it. Top of the key is Bettinger. Left side pass for Yulskamp. Good overplay by Holly Fry. She steals, but stepped on the sideline. Very good start to the game. Quick pace. As you said, Chuck, each team wants to beat the other's defense down the court, if possible.
Both teams have missed a couple of close ones, but yeah, that's going to come with nerves. I think that both teams will settle down.
6-5 Fort Loramie, 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. Anna has checked in with Kristen Grimes, 5'7 senior, very good defender. Top of the circle, Huelskamp goes to the right to Benjamin. She starts to drive, and the defender for Fort Loramie sets up shop, charging on Benjamin.
Not the way I would have called it. She was still moving and sliding.
It sure looked like the defender had those feet inching to the left toward the baseline when contact was made by the offensive player, but...
It's a tough call.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm serious. That is the hardest call to make in basketball.
That 50-50 decision goes to Fort Loramie against Anna. Here's Berger deep in the right corner for the Redskins. Baseline drive. Reverse layup with the left hand. Well done. Berger's got two. 8-5. Fort Loramie up three. 3:46 to go, first quarter. Benzman top of the key, way out of the arc to Bettinger. Straight away, Huelskamp. Ball high overhead. It's Benzman on the block, low right. She rolled off a screen from Spicer. Little Avery caught it, was challenged. Her shot at the underneath side of the glass, but she was hacked right on the forearm, and she's awarded two.
Well, Quinter hadn't played for a couple of weeks, and it takes a while to get yourself back into game shape.
Olivia Quinter, 5'5 senior. On the floor now for Fort Loramie. She's battled mononucleosis the last few weeks. First free throw, Benjamin up and in. 8-6, Fort Loramie. Make it 8-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. We saw Avery click on 10 straight free throws at New Knoxville.
Well, when she goes to the free throw line, you might as well go ahead and put the points up.
Yep, she's missed automatic. 1-point lead, Fort Loramie. Berger's got the ball right corner. Heaves it cross court for Katie Hoing. Off her fingertips, she caught up with it in the corner. Threw it outside on the play to Quinter, 25 feet away on the left. Hattie Meyer on the floor now, 5'3 sophomore. Very good performances by her in the last 3 weeks. Hand off to Berger. Berger knifes into the lane, running shot, bank, no good. Rebound to Anna. Lead out to Avery Benzman, to Huelskamp. Spots up inside the arc, right wing, missed the jumper. Rebound low on the left by Barhorst, short. Berger's got it for Fort Loramie. Lead out down the floor to Quinter. Quinter angles across the paint. Offensive foul on Quinter. That, too, looked like maybe a mistaken call.
I would say we're now even on bad calls.
Yep. Each of the two charging calls appear to us to be blocks. But, as Chuck noted, it's one each way. 2:50 to go, first quarter. 8-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. Avery Benzman over the timeline. Picked up 20 feet away by Lupke. Now Spicer high post. And they run the weave off of it. Spicer kept it, turned toward the basket, didn't put the ball on the floor. That's a walk.
Well, the defense was good. I don't think she realized that Holly Fry was that close to her.
8-7 Fort Loramie, 2.5 to go, first quarter. Right wing, it's Lupke for the Redskins. Ball high overhead. Gives it up to Hattie Meyer, 20 feet away straight on. Bettinger checks her. Back to Lupke. Ball rotated near side to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one. It is good. A beauty by Hattie Meyer. Wow, she has been a great spark for Fort Loramie the last few weeks. And Anna beats Fort Loramie down the floor. A quick three on two. Inside to Spicer. Point-blank range. She's got it. 11-9. Fort Loramie's four-point lead down to a deuce. Redskins have the ball. Straight away, Meyer. Shot fake. Veers to the right. Hattie Meyer certainly not playing like a soft.
Especially a soft that's only got about 2 or 3 weeks of varsity experience.
Right. Berger on the bench. A brief respite now for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the left, it's Meyer. Shot fake. Dives into the lane. Good block by Barhorst of Anna. Here come the Rockets. 3-on-2 break. Benzman lead out to Bettinger. Bettinger to the rack. Up and in. We're tied at 11. Here comes Fort Loramie. Redskins want to push it. Luke, he's got the ball left corner. Gives it up outside to Taylor Gasson. Right wing to Meyer. Foul line, Katie Hoing. Low on the left to Holly Fry. Body Spicer. Turns, banks up a six-footer. Bingo! She's got it.
That's what you want to see out of Holly Fry right there.
Indeed. Boy, when she gets it that low, she should be able to score most every time. She uses her body extremely well. 2-point lead, Fort Loramie. Anna's got the ball deep left corner. It's muffed on the play by the Rockets. It goes out of bounds to the Redskins. 13-11, Fort Loramie up 2, 57 seconds to go, first quarter.
Midcourt on the dribble. Taylor Gasson for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc, near side to Lupke. Deep left corner, Maddie Brandewee. Circles to Holly Fry straight away. Jessica Berger back on the court. She's in the corner. Has the ball now. Guarded by Grimes. Here's a pass, top of the key. Goes through the hands of Lupke. Sails past her, rolling to the scorer's table, out of bounds. Each team with a turnover. Last trip down. 36 seconds to go. First quarter, 13-11, Fort Loramie. Avery Bensman, midcourt. Picked up by Lupke. High left, it goes to Barhorst, on top to Benninger, right wing Bensman. Bensman wants to use a screen from Muleskamp, does, steps back, takes a long two-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound Berger, foul over the back Benninger of Anna. 19.3 to go, first quarter, 13-11 Redskins. Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. Lupke on the bounce. Lupke's being handed by Bensman. Down to 10 seconds to go. Ball given up on the play to Gasson. Back to Lupke with 5 to play. Deep left corner, it's Maddie Brandewee on top to Berger. Step back, triple in the air. Missed it off the heel, no good. And the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie's up 2, 13-11 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Caitlin Lupke inbounds for Fort Loramie to start play here in the second quarter. Goes to Taylor Gasson, back to Lupke. Foul line open, Maddie Brandewee, 15-footer off to the right, no good. Rebound Berger, ball poked away by Anna, recovered by Bettinger. It's ruled a jump. And it will be the Rockets' possession. Lupke, Gasson, Brandewee, Holly Fry, Berger on the floor for the Redskins, who got a nice lift in that first quarter from Hattie Meyer, the sophomore, performed very well.
Well, so far, Berger is getting the ball inside, and they are not allowing her to have any free look at it.
She has been challenged, smothered by Anna's defense. Rockets down the floor. Good post-up move, low on the right. Nice entry to Barhorst. She's hit hard from behind, shot no good, but she does earn 2 free throws and calmly swishes the first to make it 13-12 Fort Loramie. Holly Boyd in the game now for Anna, in place of Sarah Bettinger. Boyd, a 5'7 senior. Both foul shots up and in by Barhorst. And it's 13 apiece. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Berger up over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Jessica, 25 feet away, stops her dribble. Bensman on her at the moment. No, it's Kristen Grimes on Berger. Berger gives it up on the play to Lupke. Right back to Berger. Give and go. It rolled off the rim. Tough break. Rebounded by Anna. Boyd dribbles in the left corner. Picks up her dribble. Looks for Bensman. Gets it to her near the timeline. Tied at 13. And a chance to take the lead. A minute gone. Second period. Bensman dribbling foul line. Gives it up on the weave to Grimes. Now to Uhlskamp on the weave. Into the lane. Stripped on the play by Berger. Berger one-on-one against Bensman. Goes to the rim. Missed it short. No good. Good D by Bensman. Berger got it back and scores. And she is fouled.
I think Jessica just wanted the offensive rebound before she got the basket.
Boy, she's had some tough luck shooting so far in this game. Did get the rebound goal there.
Well, she has, but I think a lot of it's to do with the Anna defense in there. There's a lot of long arms and big bodies that are banging her. There's nothing free in there.
No question about that. Free throw by Berger up and in. Three-point play from Jessica, 16-13, in favor of the Redskins. 6:44 to go, second quarter. Claire Spicer back on the floor for Anna. It's Katie Hoying, Holly Fry, Jessica Berger, Hattie Meyer, and Caitlin Lupke for Fort Loramie. Avery Benzman, 25 feet away for Anna, gives it up to Bettinger. Coming out to catch Hulskamp, top of the key. Right wing Benzman, they clear out for her. She starts to drive around Lupke, around Berger. Good! What a play by Benzman. She beat the defenders, two of them. 16-15. Fort Loramie up one, and a Redskins pass to the post is kicked by Anna. How many points for Berger? How many for Benzman so far, Chuck?
Jessica's got five, and Avery's got four.
6:20 left to go, second period. Fort Loramie inbounding, deep right corner. It's Katie Hoying. Looks to the post for Fry and throws it over her head. Picked off by Hulskamp of Anna. Middle of the floor to Benzman. Knocked away by Berger. Loose ball to Katie Hoying. Redskins have it back. Here's Berger taking it by herself. All the way to the rim. Great drive. Shot is good. And she's fouled. Jessica Berger, a chance for her second three-point play of the period.
Well, she can absolutely be the difference maker in this game because there's no one out there with her offensive ability on either team besides her.
Foul shot dead center by Berger, who's come up with a couple of quick steals here in the last minute. And Fort Loramie widens its lead to four, 19-15. That's the biggest spread of this game. Dribble drive, Benzman to the foul line. Below it for Anna. Soft jumper, 10-footer rolling in.
That's what I said before the game. If you let her keep her dribble beyond the free throw line, you're in trouble.
Feather-like touch for Avery Benzman, 19-17. Fort Loramie up two. Berger with a great pass out high. Finds Holly Fry down low. And her shot bounced on the rim twice and came off. Tough break. Rebound, Anna. Good assist by Berger, although Fry couldn't finish it off. Anna got the board. Spicer facing up in the left corner. 16-footer. Bullseye, she hits.
Claire's got six.
Spicer is dangerous. Boy, from 16, 17 feet on in. If she squares her feet, look out. We're tied at 19. Here's Fort Loramie, left wing. Lupke tries to go to Holly Fry on the block and overshoots her on the pass. It goes out of bounds. Yep, Fort Loramie was up before, 19-15, with 5:40 to go in the half. Four quick points by the Rockets have tied it. Anna now a chance to go in front. Marhorst, right flank, 25 feet out. Top of the circle, Hulskamp. Shot fake. She's picked up on the play by Abby Holdhouse, who's in now, the 5'10 sophomore, who had a very good game in the first meeting between the two.
Yeah, she was getting some time and now has gone back down to playing basically JV again with a little bit of varsity time.
Holdhouse had 8 points in Fort Loramie's one-point loss this season at Anna. Bettinger's got the ball 20 feet out for the Rockets, into the top of the key to Hulskamp. Starts a drive, leaves it for Bettinger, near side to Benzman. Benzman starts a drive, works around Ray and Fry, missed the shot, no good. Weak side rebound, Hulskamp, in and out for Anna. Fort Loramie snatches it.
Both teams shooting in hard luck inside on those little bunnies.
Boy, they are, aren't they, Chuck? 19 apiece, 4:20 to go, second quarter. Here's Holdhouse, 20 feet away. Hits Maddie Brandewy in the lane. Maddie with the left hand on the run makes the shot off the window. 21-19 Fort Loramie.
Nice little slip screen that time by Brandewy. Slid down there and made a nice left-handed shot.
Nifty play deep in the left corner. Hulskamp sizes up a long one for Anna. A lengthy deuce. No good. Weak side rebound. Barhorst swatted free. Taken by Berger. Here's Berger going 60 feet down the lane. All the way to the rack. Makes it. It rattles in, but it's not going to count. Offensive foul.
I think that was a correct call. I don't like the call. Because it bothers me when someone sets up directly under the basket and they still allow them to take it. They need to put the arc in like they have in college.
Yep.
But in the rule of high school basketball, that was a charge.
I have voiced that to numerous referees. Let's see that semicircle like we've got in the college game. And a lot of high school refs aren't sure it's going to come anytime too soon, though.
Well,
3:45 to go, second quarter, 21-19, Fort Loramie. Avery Bensman, 30 feet out, guarded by Gasson. Near side pass goes to Grimes. Right corner, Huelskamp. Good defense there by Holdhouse. Given back up to an Anna player. It's on the deck. Grimes fights for it. Bounces to Bensman. She starts to drive. A late handoff on the play to Barhorst. And after Avery made the dish, she plowed right through a Fort Loramie defensive player. And that's number two on Avery Bensman.
She's got two. Berger's got two.
Yep, four fouls have been amassed by both Bensman and Berger, two each way. Avery sits down with 3:25 to go here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie up two. Uh-oh, here's a travel out on top of Taylor Gasson. She tried to halt right on a dime, couldn't do it, dragged the pivot foot. The official detected it and whistled the turnover.
It looks like Loramie's going to go a little bigger now because with Bensman out of the game, they don't have to worry so much about ball handling on the point.
It's Holdhouse. It's Holly Fry. It's Hoing on the inside now for Fort Loramie. Berger on the bench, as is Bensman. Rockets have the ball in the forecourt to her right. Spicer has it raked away from her. Fort Loramie dives on the leather. It's ruled a jump, and the arrow benefits Fort Loramie. 3:07 to go, first half. 21-19 Redskins. Yep, the defenses have been very stout, especially here in the second quarter. And near side pass by Fort Loramie, deflected by Barhorst, then off a Fort Loramie player second. Rayanne Fry tagged it with her fingertips. It goes out of bounds right back to Anna. Yep, that's the kind of defense we've had throughout this game, especially in period number two. Bettinger on top. Left side pass to the cutter. Thrown right corner to Barhorst. She sizes up a long two ball. Missed it off the heel of the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Outlet to Rayanne Fry. Cross court to Holly. Holly into the lane. Knocked away by Anna. It's on the deck. There's a pile up at the goal line. And somehow, someway, Fort Loramie gets a timeout as players tried to reel in the basketball. 2:34 to go. Period number two. 21-19 Fort Loramie up a bucket on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Fort Loramie 21, Anna 19. 2:34 left to play, second period, here at the Redskins gym. Redskins inbound, foul line to Holly Fry. Inside the arc, right wing, it's Holdhouse who sets up and bangs in a 16-footer. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Rayanne Fry. Reverse layup below the basket, blocked out of bounds by Anna.
Barhorst knocked that about three rows up, but the key to the whole thing is it's still Fort Loramie ball.
Rayanne Fry with a very heady defensive play to give the ball right back to the Redskins after the Holdhouse make. Fort Loramie up four, 23-19. Here's Hattie Meyer, right side pass, Rayanne Fry. Steps back, tries to shoot it over Barhorst. It goes wide to the right because Barhorst got a piece of the shot.
I'm going to say Barhorst has at least four block shots. He had two against Berger in the first quarter.
2:11 to go, second quarter, 23-19 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed into Holly Fry, head of the key, puts it on the deck. Anna has on the floor at the moment Abby Gaydosh in, 5'9 sophomore. Fry between the circles for Fort Loramie. Looks at the clock, 1:54 to go. Redskins up four, late second quarter. On the arc, it goes to Meyer. Now Holdhouse, top of the circle. Redskins coaches barking out a play call. Holly Fry's got it, 20 feet away on the left. Hoing now, far right. Oops, we've got a moving screen
set up by Hattie Meyer.
He called it the wrong way. He pointed it to a player control, but it was on Spicer.
Oh, he did signal and a possession.
He did. He gave the wrong signal and made the right call.
So it's Fort Loramie's ball. Redskins retain it underneath the home team's basket. Lobbed into Holly Fry at the foul line. Starts a drive. Meets resistance. Good overplay by Anna, which strikes it free. It's ruled a jump and a basketball. A good double down on Fry by Anna to force essentially what amounts to a turnover. Here comes Anna to midcourt. It's Gadosh on the bounce. Gadosh against Hattie Meyer outside the arc to Barhorst. Berger and Benzman on the bench right now, each with two fouls. A minute 19 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up four. Here's Gadosh driving through the lane. Bounce pass low on the left for Spicer. Fort Loramie gets a foot on it and boots it out of bounds.
Both teams get a little stagnant offensively when Benzman and Berger are out of the games, respectively, for the two teams.
Mm-hmm. Baseline left. Bettinger inbounding. Throws on top to Barhorst. Now to Gadosh. Right wing Barhorst, 25 feet away. Gadosh, top of the circle. Bounce pass to Bettinger. A minute 5 to go, first half. Fort Loramie up 4. Right corner Barhorst. Wants to go to Uhlskamp. Can't find her. Ball rotated. Left corner Bettinger. Shot fake. Pulls up. 15-footer. Missed everything. Long. Myers got the rebound. Defended in the backcourt by Gadosh, who nearly fouls her, goes out of bounds off of Anna Last. 48.9 to go, second quarter. Checking in quickly for Fort Loramie, Taylor Gasson. 4-point lead Redskins. Chuck, we've only had one field goal scored in the last 2 minutes plus.
Yeah, it's when both those girls go out of the game, the offense runs through them on both ends.
Yep. Offensively, the teams have slacked off. The defenses have dominated quarter number two. Straight away with the ball, Meyer for Fort Loramie. Hattie near side to Brandewee. Top of the circle, Holly Fry. Brandewee's played well for Fort Loramie.
I'm impressed. She's very active offensively.
Uh-huh. Meyer 20 feet out. Looks for the cutter. Can't find her. Delivers it to Rayanne Fry, who comes out to get it with 20 seconds to go in the first half. Redskins up 4, 23-19. Meyer between the circles. Check by Gadosh. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Lukey with 9 to play. Long cross-court pass intended on the play for a teammate. Stolen by Uhlskamp of Anna. Down the floor to Gadosh. Driving layup, no good. Rebound Uhlskamp at the buzzer. It's good. 23-21 Fort Loramie. Gave up the final two to Anna. Redskins disappointed by that. Anna missed the layup. Gadosh had a gimme roll off. But there for the loose ball rebound was Uhlskamp. She was rewarded for hustling and trailing that play. And the first half ends 23-21 in favor of the Redskins. Both teams tallied 10 points even in that second quarter. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied patrons of Guyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, to Guyers in Fort Loramie. When Gus Guyer established Guyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Guyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned and builds a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's TomJerry's.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's coming up next. Redskins lead the Rockets by 2, 23-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie, an outstanding girls basketball game here today. The number two state-ranked Anarockets in Division III versus the number 10 state-ranked Fort Loramie Redskins in Division IV, 23-21 Fort Loramie. At halftime in the first meeting this year, Anna was up 9. Today, Fort Loramie is up 2. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, rebounding, Anna has a 13-11 rebounding advantage, 5-3 on the offensive glass. Loramie turned the ball over 7 times in the first half. Anna turned it 6. Free throw shooting, both teams perfect. Anna been there 4 times, made all of them. Fort Loramie made both of theirs. Jessica Berger made them both. Individual scoring, Berger leads the Redskins with 8. They got 4 each from Brandewee and Holly Fry. They got 3 from Hattie Meyer. They got 2 from Taylor Gasson. They scored 13 and 10, 23 for the first half. On the other side, Spicer and Bensman, 6 each. They got 5 from Barhorst, and then they got 2 from Bettinger and 2 from Huelskamp, the last 2 of the half. They scored 11 and 10, 23-21 Fort Loramie at the half.
We had 2 fouls each on Bensman and Berger, Chuck. This game might be decided by whichever player gets foul number 3 first.
Well, I mean, yeah, that could be, but I don't think both players are good, heady players. I think even if they get the third foul, I don't think you're going to see them have to come out and sit very long in the third quarter. The last thing you want to see is right. 4 fouls, though, going into the fourth quarter. Now, you can't play. Both are very aggressive. You can't play the style of basketball you want to play right. if you're saddled with foul trouble.
And Chuck, the facet of play for Fort Loramie that I think has improved dramatically since early in the year is the ball handling out front, just a half dozen turnovers for the Redskins. That's a good sign. Fort Loramie has limited the miscues on the floor over the past month or so.
They've done a good job with that. And one of the things that I'm watching, and one of the things, and I said the same thing on Tuesday when they were playing New Knoxville, whoever is being guarded by Avery Bensman would not be my point guard. Whoever she's got, you got Lupke, you got Gasson,
yep.
you got Berger, any one of those three can handle the point. So whoever Bensman is guarding, they're going to be on a wing. They're not going to be on the point.
Uh-huh. About 3.5 minutes away from the start of the second half, Fort Loramie 23, Anna 21. That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Tracy Francis of Sydney with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Audrey Francis, is dealt with a ton of injuries while playing for the Fairmont Jets. She's had an ankle, a knee, and a quad injury. We thought she might miss several games or even a big chunk of the season.
But not a chance, because Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine provided outstanding treatment for Audrey's persistent quadriceps strain.
The quad injury kept recurring, but with treatment and special exercise program prepared by Wilson Sports Medicine trainer Melissa Noble, Audrey has pretty much licked the quad injury. It's darn near normal now.
A badly sprained ankle didn't keep Audrey off the court long either.
And that ankle injury was nasty. Audrey had to be helped off the floor. But with Melissa's fantastic care on the sideline, Audrey returned to the game one quarter later and helped her team to that big victory. All thanks to Wilson Sports Medicine.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Well, today we highlight the seniors, and they're happens to be quite a few of them on both squads, more for the Anna Rockets. Outstanding leadership on the court throughout their careers, exhibited by Sarah Bettinger, Avery Benjamin, Nicole Barhorst, Mindy Schmidtmeyer, Holly Boyd, and Kristen Grimes, all 12th graders for the Anna Rockets. For the Fort Laramie Redskins, Taylor Gasson, a senior, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewee, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, Holly Fry. We salute the seniors. Outstanding careers on the court and in the classroom for both Anna and Fort Laramie High Schools. These young ladies under the spotlight today, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go. We start the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie and Anna here at the Redskins gym. Fort Laramie's got the ball first as we launch play in the second half. It's inbounded up the right side to Gasson, who sprints off into the corner, goes down low to Holly Fry. A little four-footer banked up and in. Well-designed maneuver by the Redskins, starting play in the third period.
Same play they started the game with.
And the lead for Fort Laramie is 4, 25-21. Here's Benjamin outside the arc for Anna. Line drive, three ball over Lupke. Missed it long. Rebound Berger. 3-on-2 break. Fort Laramie low on the left to Lupke. Leans in around an Anna player. Overshot. Rebound Holly Fry. Look at her go to work on the offensive glass. She's smacked from behind, and she is awarded two. Fort Laramie, Chuck, coming out aggressively to start play third period.
Well, I mean, it's how they're going to win the basketball game because Anna, very physical, and Laramie's got to match them.
A couple of foul shots for Holly Fry. The first is in, 26-21. Redskins up five. The difference in the standings between the two clubs, one game, or, well, we could say 1 point. Anna beat Fort Laramie 46-45 in the first meeting between the two. The lone loss this year in the league for Fort Laramie. Anna unbeaten. And the lead is now 6 for the Redskins as Fry connects twice at the stripe. Anna's got the ball between the circles. Heelskamp right side to Benzman. Got an open look. Didn't let it go, though, from behind the arc. Now Spicer, left side of the floor. Good overplay out on top. Steal by Gasson. Gasson against Bettinger. Taylor down the floor. Driving layup. Good. And Fort Laramie's bolted to an 8-point lead. Avery Bensman down the court for Anna. Right side to Barhorst. Back to Bensman between the circles. Coming out to catch is Spicer. Left side, Bettinger. Back to Spicer. Yulskamp near center court. Right wing, Bensman. Here is Berger on Barhorst. Left corner, Spicer. Tries it. Bensman cutting through the lane. Good overplay again by Lupke of Fort Laramie, who knocks it free. And Fry scoops it up. Redskins defense has been excellent the last 6 or 7 minutes of this game. Anna not getting much at all offensively. Oh, here's a fine pass. Fry to Berger. Berger, nice through the paint. Catches it and scores with the left hand. And Fort Laramie has surged. Redskins ahead by 10. Under 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 31-21. Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
8 straight points by Fort Laramie to start the third quarter. In fact, the Redskins have scored 10 of the last 12, spanning two periods, and now own a 31-21 lead. 2 minutes gone, third period. Anna in some hot water at the moment. Top of the circle with the ball for the Rockets is Schmidtmeier, who's in off the bench. Mindy Schmidtmeier, 5'11 senior, gives it up baseline to Bensman. Hand off to Yulskamp, swatted out of bounds by Fort Laramie.
Well, Anna had some success going back door against this overplay, and they're going to have to go back to that.
Ball inbound at top of the circle. Nicole Barhorst caught it. Double screen set for her, and she swished a triple. Here is Berger quickly down the floor for Fort Laramie. Glides into the lane. Good left-handed shot in and out. No good. Rebounded by Anna. Foul Fort Laramie. Well, you've got to find Nicole Barhorst, Chuck, on Anna's inbounds play.
Well, and they run that thing a lot, you would think. That obviously, they've talked about it. That's a kid getting lost.
And Berger had a shot curl around the rim twice and spin away as Fort Laramie attacked fast at the other end. After the Barhorst three, it's a 7-point game. Here's Barhorst, head of the key again for Anna. That one way off the mark. Hit the glass, didn't catch the rim. Fort Laramie got the rebound. Here's Holly Fry barreling down the floor. Knotted up by Barhorst. Good defense. It's ruled a walk on Fry. Good call.
Yeah, Holly was trying to make a move that was not there.
Yes. 31-24, 7-point lead. Fort Laramie, you can tell Anna playing now with maybe a little more purpose, Chuck.
Well, they called that timeout for a reason.
Yes. Barhorst, 30 feet away, has the ball. Long cross-court pass. Is anyone home? Bettinger caught up with it. Gave it to Bensman on the arc. Jumping, shooting a triple way short. Rebound in the corner. Lupke screens off Bensman. No one touched it. It goes out of bounds.
A very good job by Lupke that time, keeping Bensman away from the rebound.
7-point lead for Fort Laramie. 5:05 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie's guard play has improved over the course of the season. And here today, it's been a strength. Here's Berger, top of the circle, looping pass to Brandewy down the lane, blocked from behind by Bettinger. It goes out of bounds. The long arms of Anna coming into play right there.
Well, they've got three girls that block a lot of shots.
Brandewy into Berger, back to Brandewy, deep right corner. On top to Lupke. Left side, it goes to Gasson. Left corner. Now to Berger, head of the key. Finds an open player, Lupke. Right side of the court. Jump shot from 15. It did everything but go in. It touched every centimeter of the rim and skimmed off. Rebound and a foul, Brandewey of Fort Loramie. A number of shots in this game have been so close, but haven't found the cylinder. Still a 7-point game, Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go, third quarter.
Loramie's going to go ahead and go 3-2 zone now.
A zone look by the Redskins. Hulskamp high right, gives it up to Benjamin. Berger mans the point. Lob pass down inside to Hulskamp. Off her fingertips. It goes out of bounds.
Well, that is their go-to. They set that screen on the bottom of the block, and Hulskamp is there. Just didn't get her that time.
Dribbling, gassing against Benjamin over the timeline. Outside the arc on the left to Lukey. Berger straight away. Starts to drive. Betting her on her. Oh, look at that spin by Berger. Off balance. Couldn't make it. But she is tagged on the wrist. Two free throws for Berger. Jessica was on a mission. She was going to take it to the hole no matter what. Free throw, Berger, hard, no good. Still a 7-point edge for Fort Loramie. 4:04 to go in the third, 31-24. Second free throw, Berger, swish. 32-24, Redskins. Schmidtmeyer in backcourt to Benjamin, who brings it up. Boy, Avery has been forced to work very hard by Fort Loramie's defense here today. Top of the circle, Hulskamp, right side, Benjamin. Veers off into the corner, looking for somebody. No one to get it to. Now hands to Schmidtmeyer. Anna wants a timeout. 3:45 left to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, and it reaches out to aid small businesses. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, remote management, and Adams Tech Solutions repairs phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice. High-quality computer service on time. Phone 538-6948, 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Up, the Anna Rockets miss a shot after the timeout, and then the Rockets Bettinger fouls over the shoulder.
Well, they're still trying to run that same play, and obviously Loramie has scouted them knowing what they want to run, and they've picked it off twice.
Yep, Redskins extremely well prepared. Berger's got the ball 25 feet away. Cross-court pass low on the left to Katie Hoying. She's bothered as she releases, and she was nicked on the arm. Well done by Fort Loramie, which has tried to execute that play a few times in this contest.
Yeah, I like that step up and then go back door on them. Nice diagonal pass against the zone.
And Katie Hoying gets the ball from the official and promptly buries the free throw. 9-point lead, Redskins. Make it 10. 34-24. 3:06 to go, third quarter. Benjamin to midcourt. Left side to Bettinger. Bettinger 25 feet away. Looking. Anna trying to put a dent into this deficit before the third quarter closes. Right corner, it's Benjamin. Start to drive. Choked off by Lupke. Avery below the basket now. Throws to Barhorst. A long two-pointer. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound, Bettinger. Dances off the rim. Lower the left, Schmidtmeyer's got the rebound. Jump ball, Anna's possession. 10-point lead, Redskins. 2:39 to go in the third. Bettinger inbounding, baseline left. Sends it top of the circle for Barhorst. Swiped on the play by Katie Hoying. Down to Berger. 1-on-1 against Barhorst. Twisting, turning, and gets the roll. Big shot by Berger. 12-footer. It danced around the iron and fell in there. 12-point lead, Redskins.
2:20 to go, third quarter.
Well, Anna went to the well again on that double screen up there for Barhorse, and that time Hoings stepped out and took it.
Right side Bettinger, Huelskamp foul line, starts to drive, meets resistance down low. Berger gets in her path. It's a defensive foul on Berger or Fry. I think it's Jessica with number three.
Well, they did call that on. If there was a foul, it was on Fry. It wasn't on Berger.
12-point lead, Fort Loramie. Two free throws, Huelskamp. The first is in the air, swish. 36-25 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Well, I'm impressed, and you mentioned this. They're a better basketball team. Even when Jessica went out early in the season, when she had to sit down, they were in trouble, and now they hold their own.
Exactly. No question about it. The guard play for the Redskins has improved significantly, and it's a strength here today. Both free throws good by Anna. Fort Loramie inbounds it to Meyer. Meyer in backcourt, timing momentarily, and a timeout is called by Fort Loramie. 2:09 to go in the third. Redskins up 10 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It is Fort Loramie basketball down to her left. Eight players in backcourt. Anna puts on the pressure. Jessica Berger off the floor now for Fort Loramie with three personal fouls. Ball fed to Hattie Meyer, center circle. Gets it into the half court to Brandon. We back to Meyer, 30 feet away. Benzman on her. Minute 55 to go, third quarter. Foul line pass to Fry. Shot fake, drives, off balance, missed it, no good. Rebound Barhorse for Anna. Backcourt to Benzman on the giddy-up. Right corner, Bettinger. 16-footer launched. It hit the back brace. Good rebound by Brandewey. Brandewey outlet to the right to Quinter for Fort Loramie. Ahead to Gasson. Left side, Meyer. Meyer hangs on. Gives it back to Gasson. Near side, Ray and Fry. Cross-court pass. Open player, Holly Fry, right in front. Faked it in, a five-footer. Good teamwork by Fort Loramie, which leads by a dozen.
Manny Brandewey has been a force off the bench today for the Redskins.
She's been very strong. This Fort Loramie team has clearly improved over the course of the year. Nice give and go by Anna. Huelskamp found Avery Benzman on the drive. She missed it. Too hard from point blank range. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Leaking out is Holly Fry. Layup, yes! 14-point lead, Fort Loramie. 50 seconds to go in the third. Benzman midcourt pulls up. Three-point try, a long one. In and out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Huelskamp kicked out by Fort Loramie. A lid on it right now for the Anna Rockets. That shot to Benzman was down in the well and snapped out. Boy, Avery Benzman is tired.
I was going to say, I've never seen her look tired on the basketball floor. She looks tired so far right now.
She's been a workhorse. She's spent. Ball inbounded by Anna to Avery. Knocked away by Fort Loramie. Loose in the corner. Bettinger's got it. Hands it back on the play to the jump shooter, Benzman. In on the 15-footer. Avery nets the hoop. It's 40-28 in favor of Fort Loramie. 26 seconds to go in the third. Redskins control on the arc. It's Quinter. Berger off the floor. She's got three fouls. Hoing has it left corner, rotated near side to Meyer with 12 to play. Let's see if they try to find Holly Fry. On top, it's Quinter. Left side of the floor, Meyer. Hattie takes it through the lane. Gives it to the jump shooter, Gasson. 17-footer long, no good. Rebound, Meyer. Banked it, no good. Rebound shot is up and in! Maddie Brandewey gets the goal. Woo! What a play by Fort Loramie. Three shots in the last several seconds. And it was a two-pointer by Brandewey, which beat the buzzer. She has had a stellar afternoon for the Lady Redskins, who lead by 14 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Entering the fourth quarter, the Fort Laramie Redskins hold their biggest lead of the afternoon, 14 points, 42-28. Ball inbounded by the Redskins, then thrown to Matty Brandewey, who slices across the lane, tries to get it up there with the left hand, and she's held. Two shots for her. She was nailed in the act of shooting and quickly drains the free throw. Fort Laramie, Chuck, displaying so much confidence from every single player.
I am absolutely impressed with their what we like to call their role players. Maddie Brandewey has been amazing today.
Both shots good by Brandewey, and it's a 16-point ball game. No one predicted this. 44-28 Fort Laramie. Here's Bettinger, 25 feet away. Throws on top to Yulskamp, through her hands. Bensman can't track it down. Fort Laramie does. Lupke's got it. Back court to Berger. Berger head of the key. Jessica with three fouls. Although, as Chuck noted, the role players for the Redskins have been excellent today. Berger right baseline. Flips to Katie Hoying down the paint. Shot it too hard. Rebound stolen from Annaba. Lupke missed it. Lupke gets it back. Fouled in the act of shooting. Right now, the Redskins out hustling the Rockets on Fort Laramie's offensive glass.
So they've got five offensive rebounds here in the second half.
16-point lead, Fort Laramie. Shot by Lupke off to the left, no good.
And Anna's going to try to counter that by bringing Spicer back in the game.
Spicer for Yulskamp for Anna. So it's Bettinger, Schmidtmeier, Spicer, Bensman, Barhorst for Anna. Second free throw, Lupke. Got it. And it's 45-28. Redskins have amassed a 17-point lead, the biggest spread of this game. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Bensman head of the key, near side to Bettinger. Ball high overhead. She looks, gives it up to Schmidtmeier. Right corner, Avery Bensman drives. She's choked off, tries to make a pass. It's intercepted. Fort Laramie's got it. Quickly down the floor to Holly Fry. Bear hugged on the play by Schmidtmeier. Ruled a jump. That's the right call. And a possession with 6 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And unless Anna Chuck can make a miracle comeback, it looks like the Fort Laramie Redskins are going to tie the Rockets for the league lead.
They have been absolutely impressive today. And even that play there where they turned it for the held ball, I like the fact that they're still being aggressive. That's what got them the 17-point lead.
Here's Holly Boyd in the left corner for Anna. Into Spicer in the post, low on the left. She overshot it. Weak side rebound, though, up and in. Good stick back on the play by Barhorst of Anna.
That's going to be the fourth foul on Berger also.
Yep, Nicole Barhorst was in the right spot, right time. Four on Berger. She sits down. Maddie Brandewey comes in. Barhorst to complete the three-point play. Good. 45-31 in favor of Fort Laramie. 6.5 to go in the game. Midcourt on the dribble. It's Gasson. Near side to Lupke for Fort Laramie. Back to Gasson between the circles. Taylor, the 5'7 senior guard, now goes to Holly Fry. 16 fouls on Anna. Fort Laramie's in the bonus. Gasson bounce pass, left corner, Brandewey. Puts it on the deck, spin move, baseline left. She's crowded by two players and fouled.
Have you ever seen Maddie Brandewey this aggressive and active offensively?
Oh, she is showing so much initiative. Very assertive in this game is Maddie. The 5'7 senior connects at the stripe.
And the lead for Fort Laramie swells back to 15.
Brandy is getting ready to go for her 10th point.
With 9 in the game so far, Brandy gets the bounce pass from the official. Second free throw in the air. Off the heel, no good. Oh, look at the rebound down inside before Fort Laramie. But Holly Fry, she saves it. Then it's ruled a jump right on the stripe. And it is possession given to Fort Laramie.
Well, I think Holly got so excited that she was so wide open that she lost control of it. She had a layup.
Ball inbounded right below the basket to Fry. Ripped away by Anna. Touched by Fry. Goes out of bounds to Anna, which is down to 15, 46-31. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Biggest lead was 40 seconds ago. 45-28 Fort Laramie. Here's Holly Boyd, 25 feet away. Goes down low to the right to Spicer. Awkward bank shot. Missed it, but somebody got a piece of her arm. Two free throws for Claire Spicer for the Anna Rockets. 15-point deficit facing Anna. Spicer's foul shot is perfect. 46-32. Second free throw for her. Spicer missed it long. Rebound ricochets to Bettinger in the corner. Bettinger pulls up at the foul line. Goes right wing to Butterhorst. Butterhorst tries to tightrope the stripe beneath the basket. She's pushed. And it is in the act of shooting, according to the official, two free throws for Nicole. Well, Anna is trying to gain points here, Chuck, with the clock stopped. Foul shot, Barhorst up and in. 46-33 in favor of Fort Laramie. 5:48 to go in the game. Second shot, Barhorst. In and out, no good. It rattled. Rebound volleyball to Lupke of Fort Laramie. Lupke in backcourt. Berger on the bench. Four fouls for the Redskins, who still lead by 13. It's been as many as 17. Here's Quinter, near side to Lupke, 30 feet out. Both teams in the one and one, by the way. Left side to Brandewee, 9 points in the game for her. Superb contest. Here's Holly Fry, high right. Now to Lupke. Anna's defense is chasing. Near side to Hattie Meyer. Meyer looks for the cutter. Still looks. 5 seconds.
He's a good one.
Oh, boy. Now she was at 4.5 seconds, pounded it on the floor, got away from the defender. No 5-second call was made. Now to Gasson, top of the circle, swiped on the play, pickpocket, Avery Bensman, layup at the other end is good. Avery Bensman with a steal out in open court. It's an 11-point game, 46-35, 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie's got it, left corner. Here's a drive to Lupke, blocked on the play by Barhorst, picked up though by Lupke, to Meyer in the corner, timeout Fort Laramie. That is a good break called by head coach Carla Siegel. 4:40 to go. Fort Laramie up 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Very high caliber girls basketball here today at Fort Laramie. Redskins 46, Rockets 35. Anna, number 2 ranked in the state, girls division 3. Fort Laramie, number 10 in the state, girls division 4. Redskins have had a 17-point lead. It's now shriveled to 11. After the timeout, Fort Laramie inbounds. Hattie Meyer's got it 25 feet away, guarded by Boyd. Outside the arc to Lupke, back to Meyer between circles. Jessica Berger still on the bench, 4 fouls. High dribble by Meyer, dropped it, got it back, out of trouble.
goes on the play to Gasson. Besman reaches in, tips it free. It rolls to the timeline. Players pile up on the leather. It's an arrow favoring Anna. Jessica Berger's going to come back in. That turnover by Fort Loramie has made Carla Siegel force her hand.
Yes.
I was thinking it was going to, if they got it down to 3 minutes and still had a double-figure lead, that they put her back in. But it's starting to slide on them. They need to get her out there now.
Yep. 4 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the game. Anna behind by 11. Benzman midcourt, left side to Bettier. Oh, it rolled off her hands, and Benzman tracks it down, though. She starts to drive down the lane. Good feed to Bettinger. Layup, yes. Oh, what a pass. Benzman to Bettinger. And the 17-point Fort Loramie lead has been shaved to 9. 3:56 to go in the game. Here's Meyer, 30 feet away, to Berger between the circles. Picked up by Bettinger. Left side, Holly Fry. Ball high overhead. Back to Berger, 30 feet out. Given to Meyer. Boyd for Anna, checks her. Meyer, high dribble, nearly fouled. Throws it away, picked off by Ballhorst. Outlet to Boyd. Boyd against Holly Fry. Up and in, what a shot. Holly Fry, good defense. Boyd somehow scored. It's a 7-point game. Fort Loramie's floor game unraveling a little bit now. Anna taking advantage. 10 points have come off the Fort Loramie advantage. It was 45-28. It's now 46-39. 3:12 to go. Berger baseline left for the Redskins. Pass deflected. Covered up, though, on the play by Lupke. 30 feet out. Both teams in the bonus. Berger gets it back. Benzman pokes it out of bounds. It's gotten interesting, Chuck.
Well, nobody from Loramie right now looks like they want to shoot the ball, and they're going to have to score again to win the basketball game.
Here's Meyer at midcourt. Meyer on the bounce. Reach in by Boyd. Boyd jammed the shoulder of Meyer, took the ball away, but there was plenty of contact. And this will make Fort Loramie shoot the 1-1. Yep, this was a 45-28 game with under 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. So in less than 4 minutes, Anna has wiped out a chunk of that 17-point deficit. It's down to 7 now. 1-1, Meyer, Fort Loramie, high in the air, hit the back rim, no good. Going way up to get the rebound is Bettinger for Anna. Backcourt to Benzman, top of the key. Bounce pass, right baseline to Boyd. In traffic, might have gotten away with a walk. In and out on the shot, tough break. Holly Boyd tried to make her second straight excellent play, could not convert. Here is Meyer at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Boyd tries to rake it free and bats it out of bounds into the Redskins bench with 2:37 to go. Fort Loramie still up 7.
Another good substitution. Olivia Quinter, the senior coming in for the sophomore, who is struggling right now handling the ball in crunch time.
Fort Loramie without a field goal in 4.5 minutes. Here's Hoing, 30 feet away. Ball high overhead. Berger comes out to get it. 2.5 to play. 46-39, Fort Loramie. Berger between the circles. Left side pass intended for a teammate, Quinter. It's wide of the mark. It goes out of bounds. Anna's pressure defense giving Fort Loramie some difficulty. 7-point game. Right side Boyd for Anna. Swings it on top to Bettinger. Outside the arc to Benzman, who hurls up a three. Short, hit the rim. No good. Rebound Lupke of Fort Loramie. Good play. She screened off Benzman for the rebound. Long pass to Berger. Fort Loramie somehow, some way, needs to get Berger to the line. Here is Quinter, foul line, passes to Lupke out high. Benzman dives on the ball. It rolls away, picked up by Meyer. Time out, Fort Loramie. Minute 57 to go in this game. 46-39, Fort Loramie. Redskins up by 7, and will have the ball.
Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Minute 57 to go in the game. Fort Loramie, after the timeout, with possession, leading by 7. Finally inbounded to Gasson near midcourt, harassed by Benzman. Left side pass, almost stolen by Barhorst. Gotten to Lupke. Lupke's tied up momentarily. Gets the pass away to a teammate, Quinter. Quinter near center circle, Boyd on her, and she wraps around the arm, commits the foul. 1-1 for Fort Loramie. Hereafter, double bonus for the Redskins. It's a 7-point game.
They don't have a field goal in the fourth quarter. All their points are free throws.
Foul shot in the air by Fort Loramie's Quinter, right on the money. That's a big
shot.
That
was huge, boy. That stopped the bleeding a little bit.
Important free throw right there. 8-point game, Fort Loramie, 47-39, with a minute 39 to go. Second shot by Quinter, couple of bounces. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Oh, good rebound by Hoying. Hoying hands it to Meyer. Back out on the arc, intercepted by Benzman of Anna. Rockets down 8. Benzman dribbles into traffic, gets it to Barhorst, low on the right. She bobbles. Lupke's got it. Foul, Anna, as the Rockets got in too much of a hurry and lost the possession right there. And Fort Loramie shoots the double bonus. I think that's 10. Yep. A minute 28 to go. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, 47-39. Redskins trying to win this game at the stripe in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Lupke is good. Again, Chuck, I am impressed with the young ladies we've called role players all year long for Fort Loramie. They are really starting to make a difference.
Yeah, they can't be role players anymore if they're going to go very far in the tournament.
Exactly. And Lupke connects twice at the stripe. The lead is 10. Minute and a half to go. Boyd on the arc gives it to Bettinger, deep left corner. Bettinger a long way from the basket, throws to Benzman, head of the key, drives on Berger. Bounce pass to Barhorst, high arching three-pointer, a beauty. Barhorst buries it, 7-point game. Long throw to Berger, Berger drives, bounce pass kicked by Anna with a minute 7 to go.
Boy, that's a mistake when you lose Barhorst in a game where you're up 10.
Well, that was a pretty three by Nicole. Didn't touch the rim. Oh, good inbounds pass before Loramie. Hoying low on the left. Blocked. Blocked. Taken away by Anna. Foul. Fort Loramie. Big turn of events.
Well, you get your shot crammed, and then you foul 90 feet from the basket. She probably wasn't a threat to score at that point.
A minute 5 to go. Barhorst at the stripe. She's been a demon defensively. Good 3-point shooter offensively.
15 points and at least 5 blocks that I remember.
She has been exceptionally good today. Nicole Barhorst at the stripe for Anna. A chance to make it a 5-point game. A minute 5 to go. 1-1 for Nicole. Good. Boy, she swishes that shot right there. Just like she nailed the 3 seconds ago, no rim whatsoever.
No wasted motion either. She catches the ball, doesn't have no movement, she just shoots it.
Berger back in for Fort Loramie with 4 fouls. Barhorst misses it. Rebound low on the right by Fry. Fry in backcourt to Lupke. Out ahead to Brandewey. Brandewey stops, looks for Berger, can't find her. Redskins bring it back out to Meyer. 54 seconds to go. 6-point game, and Bettinger corrals Meyer, picks up the foul. Double bonus, Meyer of Fort Loramie, 52.7 remaining.
That's a good foul. I mean, Hattie Meyer's a good shooter, but for a sophomore with not a lot of varsity experience, these are tough free throws right now.
3, 4, 5 dribbles by Hattie. Double bonus, shoots it up and missed it. Rim, backboard, rim again, and it fell off.
And believe me, the rim looks a little smaller after you miss the first one.
Second shot, Meyer in the air, got it. 7-point game, Fort Loramie, 50-43. Ball rolled up the floor to Benzman at midcourt. Pulls up top of the key. And she chucks up a three ball. Lupke blocked it. Loose in the lane. Players dive for it. Picked up by Yuleskamp. No good, but she's fouled. Anna almost got a 3-point play chance after scraping that loose ball up off the hardwood. 43.5 to go. 7-point game. Fouled the act of shooting. Anna Yuleskamp way short on the shot. That's a big miss.
That is a big miss, and I'll tell you what, Lupke blocked that three attempt by Benzman. That was huge, too.
Two straight missed free throws here by Anna. Fort Loramie still up the 7, 43.5 to go. Second shot by Yuleskamp. Oh, it's way hard. Rebound, Holly Fry. Backcourt to Berger, and she is hooked on the play by Barhorst. Berger's got the double bonus. Anna's in serious trouble now, down to 7.
Yeah, this is not who they want at the line, but at the same time, with only 40 seconds left and down 7, they can't make a lot of choices there.
Rockets with made free throws here, Chuck, could have cut into this lead much further. It might have been down to 3 or 4 by now. Berger converts at the free throw line on shot number 1. 8-point game. Make it 9. As Berger nets each one, calmly tossed them in. 52-43 Fort Loramie, 36 seconds to go. Boyd, left corner, Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp on the bounce to Benzman. Spots up, shoots the 3. Hit the heel, no good. Loose ball rebound, Bettinger. Too hard on the shot, but she's bothered from the backside. And she earns 2 with 26.2 to go in Fort Loramie, ahead by 9. Free throw by Bettinger, up, and it misses. Boy, that's a phase of the game that the Rockets need to shore up. Second free throw, Bettinger. It's in the air, and it missed. Wow. 5 in a row down the stretch, blown by Anna, and that just about dooms the Rockets for good. Here's Fort Loramie into the right corner, Meyer. Meyer enters to Fry, poked out by Anna with 18.6 to go. Fort Loramie up 9. Ball airmailed on top to Berger. Fort Loramie, Chuck, without a field goal here in the fourth.
They did not score a field goal.
And the fans all around the Fort Loramie High School gym are on their feet. That's going to do it. The seconds tick away. Redskins up 9. Led at 1 point to 17 with over 6 to go. And Fort Loramie turns the tables on Anna, beating the Rockets 52-43. And unless one of these two clubs would drop a remaining game in the last week of the schedule, it's going to wind up an 11-1 tie. Each club with 11 wins and a setback atop the standings in the Shelby County League girls race. Both teams with games left against Houston and Jackson Center. Fort Loramie victorious here today, beating back Anna 52-43. A splendid third quarter by Fort Loramie provided the separation the Redskins needed to pull away from the Anna Rockets here today. Huge victory by the Redskins. 9-point winner over Fort Loramie, or I should say over Anna, by a final tally of 52-43. Don't forget tonight we've got more action for you on scoresbroadcast.com. We trek to Jackson Center. Orange and Black versus Orange and Black, the MAC against the Shelby County League. Minster Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers. Both teams coming off very good wins last night. Minster traveled to Fort Recovery and pulled off the upset. Meanwhile, Jackson Center defeated Fairlawn in Shelby County League play at the Habitat of the Cat Tigers won that by 14. Minster won on the road by 3. Should be a very good interleague matchup tonight. Minster at Jackson Center. And we've got all the action for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets now 18-2 on the year, 9-1 in the Shelby County League. Next game for Anna, February 2nd at home against Houston. Fort Loramie now 14-4 on the year, also 9-1 in league play. And the next game for Fort Loramie is on the 2nd of February at St. Henry. Then the Redskins finish with Jackson Center at home on February 4th, at Houston on the 6th, and home with Marion Local on the 9th. Again, the tournament draw for girls tomorrow will be interesting to see where the high-powered Sydney Yellow Jackets in Division I fall in the tournament seating. The same could be said for Anna, the number 2 state-ranked team in girls Division III, and Fort Loramie, the number 10 state-ranked team in girls Division IV. Redskins with a big win today over Anna, 52-43. Redskins have clearly shown major improvement over the course of the year, Chuck. We talk about role players. They don't necessarily have to score a lot of points, just manage the game, play efficiently. But when opposing defenses are hounding Jessica Berger, eventually the players around her have got to step up and score, and that's happening now at Fort Loramie.
Well, that's what they did. When they kind of slid when Berger, the second time she had to sit, they kind of slid a little bit with handling the basketball. But I think that was a combination of Jessica being out and Anna really turning up the pressure on the guards out there.
Yep.
Individual scoring for the Rockets, they were led by Nicole Barhorst. She had 16. She was terrific today. And Avery Bensman had 10. That's a little below what she normally is going to get for you.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, they got 15 from Berger, 11 from Holly Fry, and 9 from Maddie Brandewey. And looking at the Clancy players of the game, Nicole Barhorst for the Rockets. And on the other side, Maddie Brandewey, she scored 9, but it was more just watching her confidence in putting the ball on the floor, taking it to the basket,
yep,
making basketball moves. She has improved so much since the last time we watched them play.
Chuck, in a game we covered a few weeks ago, Fort Loramie lost a close one at Minster, 46-45. Berger had 14 in that game. The other players netted 31 for Fort Loramie. That was a high watermark this year for the players around Jessica. Today, Jessica gets 15 of the 52. The other players get 37.
Yep.
Fort Loramie's coming on strong.
Yeah, and then let's just face it, they when they get into the tournament, they get a couple of walkovers before they have to play somebody. So, you know, they're just going to get better. And they're a basketball team that could truly get out of the regional again this year.
Anna Rockets, yep, a little blip in the road for Anna here today, falling at Fort Loramie by 9. Anna Rockets, a very potent ball club, but today met their match. Fort Loramie was ready for the Rockets. Anna did not click offensively as well as it has. We mentioned before the game, Rockets last 3 weeks averaging 60 per outing. Fort Loramie's defense mighty stingy, only 43 for the green and white here today.
Well, they only got 4 points out of Hewell's camp,
yep,
and that is not going to get it done for the Rockets.
Who are the Clancy stars of the game?
Nicole Barhorst and Maddie Brandewey.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again tonight, 7:30 tip on the web at 7:10 webcast time. It is Minster at Jackson Center tonight. We've got the action for you. Should be a very good game at Jackson Center. Each club coming off a huge win last evening. So many thanks to our great sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson and Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna. In gratitude as well to these Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web at TomJerry's.com. And thanks as well to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Brett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, the final score today, the Fort Loramie Redskins topple the Anna Rockets in a fine girls basketball game. Final tally, 52-43 Fort Loramie.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.